there was a lot of opposition to it because it meant closing several other hospitals. And the local, one of the local Labour people, the Labour group, who were very active, described it as a collection of rabbit hutches, which I found very offensive. And there were some very militant left-wing people who tried to stop us saying what Homerton was going to be like. And I wrote to the Hackney Gazette with the chairman of Medical Council, who was then John Reid, who was a psychiatrist. We said there'd been a lot of misinformation being given about Homerton. Homerton was going to have a number of beds, and we'd have facilities for various things. And although it meant closure of one or two local hospitals, the Homerton would be very much better. And the day that the letter was received by certain Hackney councillors, we sent it to all the council members and to the local paper. I had my motorbike box jammed open and my papers in the cardiac department gone through by somebody. And the chairman of the council, John Reid, had his office broken into too. These things gone through. I don't say it was broken into, but he had his... And I got abusive letters from some of the local councillors too, which I thought was quite unnecessary. I was just saying what the truth was. But there's a lot of angst about the chairman of the trust. Well, it wasn't a trust then, it was what they were called in those days. But he was a property developer who had some racehorses, and he was quite a pleasant chap. But he went to a meeting which was supposed to be discussing the future of the Hackney and Homerton and things. And the meeting had stewards who wouldn't let me into the meeting, although I was a local doctor and lived locally. And they'd packed it with militant people. And at a signal from somebody, they rushed the people on the stage, and one of them tried to take a swing at this 70-year-old man, and was floored by a BBC reporter or somebody who'd got some combat training. They managed to extricate the chair from what would have been, he was going to be beaten up, or it looked as though he was going to be beaten up. So there were some funny times with the history of the Homerton.